1 year ago, the Desert Triangle Print Carpeta brought together artists from the entire Southwest to share their love of printmaking with the region. This year, they will continue to showcase excellent printmakers from Mexico City, Oaxaca, San Antonio, and El Paso during their Postre Print Show at the Purple Gallery in downtown El Paso. The show opens on Thursday, February 23rd, as part of the Last Thursday's Art Walk, and we're all invited to attend. Displayed in this group show will be three of Francisco Delgado's prints created at La Ceiba Gráfica in Veracruz and Flatbed Press in Austin. Here to tell us about his experience and about the show is artist Francisco Delgado. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you for inviting me, Marina.
It's so great to finally have you. I don't know why I haven't invited you before.
I guess we haven't had the opportunity, but I'm glad I'm here.
It's true, because, I mean, really, you know, when you talk about your art, it's true border art, the methods, the motifs, the everything about it. It's about being from here.
I think it's genuine. I think, you know, I am from the border. Originally, was born in Juarez. I grew up in the Segundo Barrio. You know, went through the school system, you know, Hart Elementary, Guillen Middle School, Bowie High School, you know, came to UTEP and all that stuff. So you left
out the Yale part.
Well, that, yes. But I think, you know, talking about the border, I think those are my roots and you know, it has to come through in the artwork. And I think I hope it does.
You can't not see it in your artwork. I mean, you know, there's the cars, there's the workers, there's all of it. Mm-hmm. I wanted to talk to you because you had this really neat exchange where you did. I mean, you're doing your thing, but here you are going to Veracruz and then to Flatbed with the woman that did Luis Jimenez's prints. What was that like?
Well, I mean, originally, like, the whole idea was a year ago we had this exhibition at the Art Museum called the Desert Triangle Print Carpeta, which featured artists from Albuquerque, Tucson, and El Paso. We're kind of like the, you know, the forgotten children, you know, of those states of, you know, New Mexico, Arizona, and Texas. So Carl Whitaker is like the motor of this movement with others, you know, like Manuel Guerra. And so these guys are the ones that are pushing printmaking in El Paso. So we decided to, you know, to go venture outside of El Paso because most of us, you know, would print either in our own personal shops or at the university. But we were able to experience, you know, going out to different print shops. For example, Grafica Libre in Oaxaca, which I was there about a year and a half ago. And then La Ceiba, Grafica in Veracruz, others like 75 Grados in El DF and all that stuff. And now Flatbed. So it's sort of this, you know, exchange of printmaking methods, exchange of ideas with these print shops and cities.
And it's incredible how I think it's the shop in Oaxaca that almost prints and they look like photographs.
There's a couple of master printers that are really good with, you know, several techniques. But Grafica Libre, it's a print shop that's open to the community. It's based on donations. So artists don't really pay anything. They just have to leave material so that the print shop continues working.
Forward.
So, you know, my experience going to Oaxaca was, you know, walking through the streets and then going to the print shop and then having all these people from around the barrio go in and like create artwork and just visit. You know, they would bring like, you know, some chelas and they would, you know, we would have this this conversation about art and it was really, really interesting, you know, the whole dynamics of the print shop.
So two questions kind of together. What did you learn most from the exchange? And then what do you think people learned from you?
Well, I mean, definitely when you go and they see, you know, the work that you've done, they're interested in the border. They're interested in things that are happening, especially with like Juarez and the violence and all that stuff. They're curious about it. And now with, you know, issues like migration and stuff. But they want to learn. They want to see what you know about it and talk about these issues. So I think they definitely were interested in the conversation, the ideas, the whole experience. And for me, just experiencing, you know, for example, Mexico, we live in a border town, but, you know, it's very different. Juarez is very different from Oaxaca City or from, Cuautepec in Veracruz. So even though it's the same country, it's you know, they're unique in their own way. So just like that experience, you know, looking at colors, looking at cultures, you know, just the food and all that stuff was what I brought back with me.
I'm sure. Lots of chocolate, no?
Yeah.
Chocolate and mole. You can't
leave
Oaxaca. Yes. You can't leave without those. Those are the essentials. Mm-hmm. And what about Flatbed? Did you know that they had worked at Luis Jimenez or what was the attraction there?
I think definitely Flatbed is one of the premier print shops here in Texas. And, you know, everybody knows that Luis Jimenez, you know, would work there. So this time I was able to work with Veronica Sessi, which was Luis Jimenez's printmaker. She's actually a young printmaker, but she's full with knowledge and full of ideas. So she's the one that guided me through this last print, just going through the process, you know, suggesting ideas, suggesting tools to use, you know, for that print. So she was the one that kind of led me through. And I think that's what she had worked with Luis, you know, before having that conversation, because it's really important to have a good printmaker work with you.
Right.
Because the more they know, the better they can guide you and the better the image will be at the end.
And what does that do to your technique? Because are you working mainly with pencil, or what's your...
Well, it's lithography. What I did in Veracruz was lithography, and then at Flatbed also lithography. But I think it definitely, you know, not being a full-time printmaker, you know, you have questions about the process. You have questions about how to do certain things. And she's there to just kind of like, you know what, just, you know, go for it and just push you, you know, to do the work. So it's kind of like a safety net in a way, because she's the one that's...
Right, like, I'm trying to go there.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
can get right here.
So if she's telling you to jump, you know, she's the net that, you know, if you fall, she'll be...
She's like,
there
I got
too.
This.
Yeah, I got this. Like, I can fix this, or I can help you fix this.
So what were you trying to accomplish at Flatbed? What was the goal?
Well, I think the main thing is also for people from Austin, from the heart of Texas, to acknowledge that there's printmakers here, you know, in El Paso. And hopefully it starts again, kind of like that collaboration between cities and stuff. Again, because we're kind of like that forgotten child, you know.
Right, so sometimes it works to our benefit, right? I mean,
sometimes. But I think, you know, as far as art, I think, you know, there's a lot of very talented artists here that don't get the opportunity to show over there. So I think that's, to me, that was like, you know, one of my main goals.
And speaking of that, I mean, you work here as an artist. You teach art. Why did you decide to make this your home?
Well, I mean, El Paso, I mean, again, I'm originally from here. When I went to graduate school, my wife was kind of like missing home. So, you know, we stayed over there and we lived in Connecticut for several years, and it's decided to come back because of family, you know, because this is, we feel like it's, you know, it's a very unique place, and we kind of like we missed it. But, you know, that's why I decided to, or we decided to come back. Also, if I'm making artwork about the border, I thought that, you know, that it lacked a little bit being, you know, so far away from home.
Did you notice differences when you were working in Connecticut and keeping the subject matter versus when you're here?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's, people don't know much about it. So it was different having conversations about, you know, things that happen here in like everyday life. It was, you know, very different. But yeah, I think, you know, just creating was kind of like difficult, because like right here, if I need inspiration, I can walk, you know, I can, you know, go to Segundo, or, you know, walk over to Juarez, or drive over, you know, whatever I need to do. And, you know, it's there over there. You know, I was looking at photographs. I was like, you know, reading about it and stuff. So, you know, through newspaper and internet. So it's very different. I mean, I feel like there's more of a direct connection, you know, if I'm here.
So are cars a big part of what you do? They seem to kind of show up a lot.
Yeah, I've drawn cars for a while, and this last series of work is kind of like influenced or inspired by the movie American Graffiti that was directed by George Lucas, and it was partly written by George Lucas. But it was this whole idea of like the cruising culture that was kind of dying, rock and roll. And I feel at this time we're living an era that we, you know, we're venturing into something different, you know, politically. It's, you know, I believe that we're in turmoil, and that is, you know, why I use, you know, the cars a lot.
And those are the prints that we'll see at the poster show, is
yes,
right?
You'll see a couple of prints, one American Graffiti one, which is the one that's on the cover of the invitation, and then you'll see the other American Graffiti, which I printed at Flatbed.
Which is my uncle's truck.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Is it really? I mean, because it is a truck in Segundo Barrio, and it's a truck that...
Well, it's not exactly his truck, but this is the truck. This is how I remember my tío José, in that truck. Mm-hmm. So...
Yeah, I mean, it is. And if you walk, you know, down Mesa Street, you'll see the truck. You know, it's there. It's a pallet truck that is transporting an elephant, a white elephant, you know, being the joke or being, you know, whatever we thought, you know, this last election was going to be. But now it has become more of a burden on the working class. So that's what basically the print is about.
Which is incredible because, well, I mean, it's timely. You did this print over the summer. We didn't know how the
election
was going to turn out.
Well, this one, I did it recently, about 2 months ago.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was after
it was
election.
After the election.
I had been away from sort of political artwork in a while, but now it's like, you know, it's kind of just revived.
It's back.
Yeah, it's back. I left it for a while because I didn't feel there, you know, that it was, again, genuine, that it was like that I was going in the right direction. But now it's hard not to get involved. It's hard not to speak out.
Right. And you've got this medium in which to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. You know, I can communicate my ideas and, more importantly, the ideas of you know, of my community, people that I live, you know, with, people that I work with every day.
And if you want to see Francisco's idea in person, you can go check him out at the Postre Print Show. It's going to open at last Thursday's at the Purple Gallery on February 23rd. But the show will be up through the end of March. Is that right?
Yes, correct. It'll be up to March 24th.
Perfect. Today, my guest has been border artist Francisco Delgado. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Well, thank you for having this conversation with me.